It's Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, where you can buy everything from chicken feed to something that looks suspiciously like a lawn ornament. Mueller & Sons Excavating, the folks who dig deeper than your uncle's fishing stories. And Napa Auto & Truck Parts, because duct tape can't fix everything. Start your week with the latest updates, a little knowledge you may actually use, and of course, Chet's Chuckle, where Phil and Hank bring you jokes so corny they could be sold by the bushel. That's Monday's Roundup, making Mondays just slightly less Monday-y.
It's time for the Roundup.
Phil.
The Hankster.
How are you doing, buddy?
Not bad.
How was your weekend?
It was good.
Good.
You are
good.
The king of homecoming parades.
Oh, my goodness. I went through a lot of them.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, but I never was crowned anything.
No.
Maybe the dummy.
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe right. The dummy. Anyway. Yeah.
My mom used to say that. I could just crown you.
Yes.
I don't know what that meant.
I could tell you. I could tell you what that meant.
I didn't know if I was supposed to wear a crown or whatever. I could just crown that kid.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. You definitely could crown you. I could still crown you today. So the Phil legacy continues to live on.
There you go.
Did you have a good weekend, though?
We did. Right. Yeah. Good time at the Ithaca Fair. We
had
all of the Richland Center festivities. And
we had a great time at Riverdale.
In Riverdale?
Yeah. Riverdale Homecoming. It's kind of weird. Riverdale won. Richland Center won.
Ithaca
won, and River Valley won. All won their homecoming
happy,
games.
Happy homecoming.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. Doesn't always happen.
No. So, and my dad won. He's heading home today, so he'll have a happy homecoming since I'm not there. So.
Right. Well, it was sure nice to have Pa Bray on.
Oh my gosh.
On Friday, that was nice.
Yeah.
You know,
they enjoyed Oakwood too.
Did they?
Oh my goodness, did they enjoy it? So.
Well, they had their truck. They could haul some stuff back then.
Well, they hauled my whole shop back.
Did they?
Yeah. So all the tools that I've stolen from my dad is now retrieved to Arkansas.
Oh, that's good.
And I didn't see what he took this morning, so.
Okay.
It's all good, though. I'll get them back, Phil.
Well, yeah.
I'll get them back.
Next time you go to Arkansas.
Yeah, I'll get them back. Yeah.
Bring them back.
I'm going to have to take the trailer. I appreciate my parents. I'm very, very blessed to have the parents.
Well, you're blessed to still have them around. And
no, 100%.
You know? But that was fun, you know, talking to him, talking shop about you and things like that.
Yeah, so. Let's continue on. any plans for tonight?
Tonight off, and then get rested up for another week. Well, at least we don't have a bunch of homecomings and things like that, so it's a little quieter.
I don't mean that in a bad way.
No,
it's just, it's a long week for us.
And they all fell about the same time this year, too.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I guess the night parade was well attended, from what I heard, here in Richland Center on Saturday night.
Yep. Customer Appreciation Days looked like it was a bang at Oakwood. So
I'm not surprised.
I'm not either.
What a weekend.
What a business. Mm-hmm. So, what a great weekend. It was a great weekend. If you didn't find something to do, you'd probably sit home on the couch like me.
You weren't looking.
Yeah. But anyway, you know, today's Chet's Chuckle. They always have, have a chuckle down
right.
there.
Right. Were you successful in finding
any
jokes?
Well, not really, but no? I did go to the doctor last week.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was having pains all over.
Really?
Yeah, she walked in and said, "Welcome to the Stone Age, Henry." And I go, "What?" She goes, "Yeah." She goes, "You have gallstones, kidney stones, and bladder stones."
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
What do you call a joke when it isn't funny?
The Roundup?
A sentence. Bingo!
Yeah. You know, I was at Walsh's on last Friday trying to find some candy.
Oh, right.
And I walked past the Stud Finders, boy. They make a lot of noise.
Do they really?
The Stud Finders.
Must have been aimed at somebody else.
Hey, that's not very nice. Were you in there?
No.
Oh.
All I ask is a chance to prove that money can't make me happy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's all I ask in life.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
I just want to try it. People say, "Oh, you got more problems, more money." You know, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we were so poor when I was a kid, we couldn't afford to buy food, Phil.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Sad. As a way to make us feel like we're eating, my mom would set us at the table and read recipes to us.
Oh.
And one of my brothers was hard of hearing. He almost starved to death.
Oh, boy. Boy, that's tough. That's tough.
It's tough, Phil.
Yeah.
That's
where
do
you,
tough.
Where are you getting those from? The best of hee-haw there?
Yes.
Oh, boy. You know, I get plenty of exercise here at work. You know, June always says you need to get more exercise, uh-huh. but I really do. Jumping to conclusions, pushing my luck, and dodging deadlines.
Yeah, you're always.
Always.
Always. Always.
Yep.
Hey, Phil, have you ever noticed how many towns are named after the water tower?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that amazing?
It's weird how they do that.
Oh, then they got climb up there and paint it.
I know.
Like
yeah.
John Deere Green or yes. something like that. Yeah. Anyway, well, we'll see if we have any better attempts coming up.
We probably won't.
Courtesy of Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such on a Monday. It's Chet's Chuckle.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Hey, an Irishman walks into a bar in Toronto.
Watch it. I'm Irish.
Oh.
Yeah.
I said man, though.
Oh, okay.
An Irishman walks into a bar in Toronto and orders a drink. The bartender, noticing his accent, asks him, "What brings you to Canada?" The Irishman says, "Well, I was in a pub in Dublin, and the coaster under my glass said, 'Drink Canada Dry.'" And I said, "I thought I'd give it a shot."
So he went there. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. That's an oldie, but a goodie. Oh, boy.
Fun fact, koi fish always travel in groups of four and four.
Koi fish.
Koi fish, yeah. Uh-huh. If attacked, koi A, B, and C will scatter, leaving the behind the decoy.
Oh. Yeah. Again, what do you call a joke when it isn't funny?
That was a long sentence.
My farmer friend, Hank, my farmer friend was having sketchy internet connections.
Really?
So he moved the modem to the barn. Now he has stable Wi-Fi.
It's always stable out there. Have you noticed that?
It is, yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
so this is how I learned to mind my own business over the weekend, Phil.
Really?
I was walking past the mental hospital the other day, and all the patients were shouting, 13, 13, 13, 13, 13. The fence was too high to see over, but I saw a little gap in the plank, so I looked to see through the hole what was going on. Some idiot poked me in the eye with a stick, and they all started shouting, 14, 14, 14, 14.
There you go. Yeah. You got it. Yeah. 14.
14, 14, 14.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, a new species of head lice have been discovered that is resistant to known to all treatments, Phil.
Head lights or head lice?
Head lice. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It left scientists scratching their heads.
Me too. All you got to do is mention them.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I once saw a 3,000-year old oil stain.
Really?
Yeah, I think it was from ancient Greece. credit to my third eye clopolites or the
what
from Chris Kenyon. You know, the tricopolite.
Oh yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah. Cyclops.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah.
He's a biclops.
Oh well, you got your kicker yet or not?
No, not yet.
No?
Are we close? Do you have any more?
Well, not much.
Hey, here's something that's funny. My dad was in his car, and he goes, "Cars these days have too many gadgets. I've tried to put my car in reverse, and it played a video of someone being runned over."
Oh,
that's my father.
Backup camera. You know, yeah. I don't use the backup camera much because the Vibe doesn't have one. And then I get in our newer car, and
it's like, hey,
like June's like, "Look at the camera." I'm like, "What? Look at the camera."
Yeah, what camera?
What camera?
Am I on TV?
You know, Madison's been telling me, you know, you got to cut back on some things here and there. And they're suggesting that we have a paperless office.
Really?
Right.
Yeah.
Everything is going to go well, except I'm not sure about the bathroom.
Yeah, so. Well, speaking of bathrooms, Phil, I had a random thought last night. Why does toilet paper need a commercial?
I don't know.
Who's not buying this?
That's a good point.
Who's not buying toilet paper?
But there's some that's not really worth buying, really.
100%. Yeah.
The one-ply sheer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you got time for a dad joke?
I guess that's what we'll do. Is that the kicker?
No. Oh. Over 100 years ago, two brothers announced they could fly. Turns out they were right.
They were right.
Yes.
Rights.
Rights.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yep. All right. Yep.
Yep. Yep. Let me see if I can find my kicker here, Phil.
Boo hiss. Boo hiss.
Yeah, here we go.
All right.
Yeah. I even have extra jokes left over.
Wow.
It's kind of weird.
Well, you'll have to save them for...
I'll save them for next week. Well, here we go, Philip. I hope this... here we go. They go to the... two older people go to the doctor, and he advises them to start to write everything down. Okay, an older couple. A couple of days later, the wife asked her husband if he could go and get her some strawberries from the shop. He says, strawberries? Not an issue. I'll be back shortly. She says, actually, I would quite like some ice cream with the strawberries. Okay. He says, strawberries and ice cream? Not an issue. She says, write it down. Remember what the doctor said. He says, no. It's all right. I can remember that. She says, well, I'd like some chocolate syrup as well. He says, strawberries, ice cream, chocolate, and chocolate syrup. Altogether, I'll remember that. No, write it down, replies the wife. So he's content with himself and being able to remember this. The old man heads off to the shop without writing it down. 20 minutes later, he returns with bacon, tomato, and eggs. She says, you idiot, I told you to write it down. You forgot the sausage.
Oh, yes. Yes. Good one,
tough,
Hank. Good
tough
one.
Jokes. Mm-hmm. Tough jokes.
Tough. Tough. Yeah.
I got to find another kicker for next week, though.
Oh, boy. Yeah. You got a week to do it, so good luck.
Can you give me any more, or is a week of...
Huh?
It's a long time to find a kicker.
That is. That's so. quite a sentence.
Buddy, I hope you have a great day. Hey, and be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.